Right, I should be recording. Hello, everybody. I'm at TEDx Nottingham, and two speakers have already been on, which one I was the first, which was quite scary, but actually now it's done and dusted, I'm happy about. I'm sitting with...
Vanita Johnston.
So, Vanita, tell me about what your talk is going to be about today.
I'm going to be talking to people about the idea of international development agencies actually being led by the people they're meant to help.
Okay.
Inspirational Volunteer Journeys is an organisation that's led by people from the diaspora, from Africa, Asia and the Caribbean. And we have connections both in the UK and in the countries that we come from and love. And it's those connections that we build on to make some difference to people's lives.
How did you get started in all of this? Where's the journey for you in all of this?
It's a kind of circuitous route, really. I haven't been involved in international development as a career. I'm actually a public servant, and my background's health and social care. But I started, really, when I wanted to find a way of growing talent. I was working in an organisation in a London borough that's very diverse, and I had a management team who were all white and all male. This was actually in the most diverse borough in the country. Mm-hmm. So when one of them was leaving, I asked him whether or not there was somebody who could take over his role, and he assured me that there was nobody that could possibly do his job. So,
okay.
So, because of his area of expertise, I felt that I had to get somebody else in. I did. But then I advertised throughout the directorate for anybody who believed that within 6 months of coaching and mentoring, they could put in a credible application for an assistant director's job. Mm-hmm. And I got hundreds of applications from people who were just waiting for their bosses to die, literally. And they were from young people from all over the world who were really, really talented. They just needed an opportunity. Mm. We appointed a young woman from Zambia who within 6 months applied for an assistant director's job in a neighbouring borough, and off she went. And that was the start of the management development programme. And so when I left the public sector, we carried on as a training company, me and a number of colleagues, but we didn't have the organisation to place people. Mm. And it wasn't until I began to travel that I saw an opportunity to connect the skills that were being suppressed here in the UK to some real need, where for most of the people that we're talking about would be back home, a place where they would give their right arms, literally, to be able to do something to support the people who've supported them to get to where they are. Mm. So
what's been your biggest success in all of this so far?
I think the biggest success is starting the programs that we have in Zimbabwe. We launched a business enterprise competition last year. And what we're doing, I think, is inculcating the idea of social enterprise. Rather than going and doing charitable giving, we're taking skills and helping people to create sustainable livelihoods. And I think that's
amazing.
The most important thing that
good
we're
on
doing.
You. Congrats to you. Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
You're going to be amazing. After having that little conversation, you're going to be amazing. All the best today, and thanks for talking to me.
No problem. Thank you.